The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Their taste in wine in general is very poor. No, that's it. We gotta be more subtle than that. I don't want them to know that we're thinking about them. What are you doing? Stop it. Dude, stop it. You stop looking at stuff.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
The full normal.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Ooh, welcome everyone to episode 28 hundo and 76 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beer cast, broadcast, gang cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleeves cast, and sleigh cast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busters, hustlers, and your hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. Today's episode, the Beast Cast, is brought to you as powered. Is sponsored by Everson K2 flexing on all UB shows. All right, fam, happy Thursday evening. We are ready to get into today's episode. Hit the thumbs up button. We're live on Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole today. Decided to give the big ol' fuck you to YouTube.
Go fuck yourself.
I just got over it. I did it for a couple days. I'm bored. I love Rumble and I love everyone coming on over here. It's so much better. It feels better. I like it. I feel like I can breathe. Let's just keep on rocking it this way. 2876, thanks for being here. We got some great cheese to get into. We got some new releases this past week. We have an overtime segment tomorrow. The driving while gaining is going to be absolutely fantastic. So looking forward to that. And let's talk a little bit about those new releases before we bust the nut open. We got two brand new drops from this past Monday. We got the Swole Foods design. We like that, don't we? We like that, don't we? Swole Foods is better than Whole Foods. You guys know Whole Foods has a lot of garbage there, but Swole Foods is so much better. So check out that new drop over there at papaswolio.com. And of course, we also have the GTTFG Pepsi design. So let's fucking go. Very excited about that. Let's go a little Aaron. Very nice. So those are the two new designs this week, but you got 20% off site-wide right now over at papaswolio.com. No code necessary. Just head on over there and check out all the designs. PapaSwoyo.com. And of course, if you're ready to join the fam today, go to SwoleNormousX.com because you'll get access to all the programs, yoga, meditation, masterclasses, Swollen 7 section, everything, unlimited recipes, thousands of recipes, elimination diet, nutrition jumpstart. Plus, you get access to the roundtables, the overtime segments like tomorrow and next Thursday, we have another roundtable. So awesome stuff over there. Go to SwoleNormousX.com and see everything that you have to look forward to. Join the Swole Fam today. I could not recommend it more. That being said, let's get into the tip and let's get into those Swole Fam posts. Are you ready, beaches? Let's bust the nut open. Summoning the Falcon in 3, 2, schwam. Falcon. What'd you smash today? Drop in the comments down below.
Oh.
right, Swole After Dark. Drop that hashtag in the comments down below for a chance to win today's Swole card. Those of you that are watching on Rumble, most of you are, make sure you hit that thumbs up button, fam. Can we hit a record? What's the record of likes? Someone's got to keep track, but it's not what we have right now. That's not it. Hit the like button. Hit the like button, fam. Hit that thumbs up. All right, share the show with your friends. Let's get into it. Swole After Dark is a Swole card. We'll give that away at the end of today's episode. Now it's time to moisturize and get into that tip.
Pooah. Babe, ooh, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside.
That was a sloppy Joe. So I sent a Swole text, an alert earlier, letting you guys know that I was going to be later today because we got a big storm coming into Florida. And some of you were saying, hey, hope you guys are well. Stay safe out there. It's not like that. It's just a lot of wind and rain. So it's not super bad. It's really not what we're known for down here in Florida, but it's definitely going to be a lot of rain. Like tomorrow and Saturday, it's going to be like 4 or 5 inches. So it's going to be tons of rain, flooding and all that stuff. But the wind. So, you know, I got to go and make sure I put the emergency tarps over the equipment because looking to build out a solid structure that can withstand hurricanes and stuff out there for the gym, looking to build a whole like gym structure out there, canopy and make it official. But in the meantime, we just got some temporary stuff out there. So might rip. So that's the thing. Might rip in the wind. And they only last so long. They take a beating. But if it's sustained winds and if it's a lot of rain. So it's one thing if it's wind. It's one thing if it's rain. If it's wind and rain, you have the force of the rain. So most of you know what hail is like and what torrential storms can do. So just wanted to tarp all the equipment. So if the tops rip and stuff like that, then the equipment at least will be protected and then can deal with it. So hopefully nothing happens, but if it does, it just took a while because those tarps were big. So it was like 4 or 5 20 by 30 tarps. And it wasn't thin tarps. It was like a thick tarp. So I'd like and they were brand new. So I had to like unfold them and loosen them. So they're like stuck together because they were packaged, you know, and vacuum sealed. So I had to like, you know, and then drag them through the gym and pull them over the equipment. They're getting stuck. So I was out there for like four hours or so, 3 or 4 hours doing that. But I was hanging out, listening to podcasts and chilling. So anyway, so hopefully that's good. But aside from that, hopefully we don't lose power or anything like that. So we can still do the show. So if anything happens with that, I'll let you guys know, but it's all good. It's all good. Mark says it's the best equipment in the realm, so it's strong enough to withstand the weather. Oh yeah, this is not going to be a problem. It's like metal leg curls and chest presses and pendulum squat. Like these things are not going anywhere. Just going to be a little bit of water. The problem is the water will come up under and some of the machines will be like in water for a little bit, but it drains so quickly. So they're not going to be sitting in water that long. But rain gets down by the house and then kind of like floods out a little bit. So it depends on how hard the rain is and how much at one time, but it drains really quickly. That's a good thing about Florida. So if there's tons of water everywhere, let's say it's Friday and Saturday, by Sunday, it's going to be dry and we'll be able to air everything out. So we'll see what happens, but rain and wind, but that's what we're here for. Like I said, hey, at least I get the heads up. At least I look at the weather and say, hey, this coming Friday, it's going to be nasty. So I get to prepare for it. So prepare for the worst and hope for the best. All right.
What's in the
first Swole Fan post is from Joanne. We got some pictures, but I'm going to zoom in to the text first. Joanne says, so here I go, fam, starting over the 90 day dash. I did it quite a while ago and decided it's time to go again, only this time at home. With me not working apart from some teaching, I don't want to spend the money on the gym anymore. Furthermore, just going there is a hurdle that I'd like to get rid of. So now just outside the dojo is my own little gym setup. It's amazing how many people are willing to part with their exercise equipment when you put the question out there. I did total body awareness this morning while catching Papa's live. Feels really good not to have to leave the comfort of home. And no one can tell me I have to put shoes on. So we were just talking about my gym. I'll kind of expand on this after we read Joanne's post. So I'm going to stick with primer week for my first 3 weeks. The exercises and total body awareness are just what I need at the moment to improve my stability, even though I loathe push-ups. When I see the word loathe in capitals, I just think of Seinfeld. When was it Newman? He was like, I loathe him. Let's see. I took some starting out pics. A year ago when I did the 90-day dash, I did the same. I can't find them to show you a comparison, but I'm wearing the same clothes and the difference is astounding. I'm definitely not where I want to be, but man, I am proud of how far I've come. If I find the old picture, I will add it in the comments. So let's see here. We got nice, nice. I thought that was a Gandalf shirt for a second. I don't know what that say. Whatever. I can't read it backwards right now. Nice stuff. Got a little gym set up. Nice little dojo going on. Good for you. That's plenty of awesome equipment. You got the weights. You got the bench. Let's see. We got like a pec deck machine, something like that. Got some free weights. Good for you. Getting it done. Getting it done. I agree. So, you know, there's the home gym. There's also the beautiful thing about a home gym is that's going to expand. You know, it's never going to waste. You're getting something. Maybe you sell it in the future or you add to it and then you move into a different place or you, who knows, you get your tax return or something and then you buy a new piece of equipment or you see someone selling something and you trade something or you could always make upgrades and add to it, but it's the gift that keeps on giving. So anything you buy for a home gym is never a waste. You could just upgrade it or use it in addition to other things and just keep on building out your collection. So yeah, your progress is looking great. You're doing fantastic. Just keep it up. But the best part about having a home gym, and again, you guys know I have a commercial gym. I have a gym at my house, not a home gym. I used to be a home gym. Now I have a gym. I have a gym at my house. And you know, at first I'm like, gee, I'm just gonna get all these pieces of equipment. Then I got really into buying the equipment. And you know, I mean, I guess we have the space for it, of course, but and it's an investment, but I like it. I like having the dungeon feel. And sure, it would be kept in better condition. They'd be kept in better condition if I, you know, had them in an air-conditioned warehouse somewhere, but then I'd have rent and all that kind of stuff. I don't mind. As long as you maintain them, as long as you grease them and stuff like that, a little rust builds character, and I like that shit. I like being out there and getting dirt on me. I like going out there. I could train barefoot. I could train without a shirt on. I can play music if I want. I don't have to. If I don't want to, I could spit on the ground because it's fucking ground and dirt and straw and stuff. I do whatever the fuck I want. I'll piss right outside the gym. I'll piss in the gym if I choose to. I don't, but I could. It's awesome. Building a home gym is fun. So it's like a little project that you kind of build and develop over time. So if you haven't started building a home gym, maybe you don't have a lot of space or a lot of money to spend on it, but it could be a yoga mat, could be a couple dumbbells, could be some bands, a kettlebell or two, and just add when you come across it. Check out Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp and all that stuff. And yeah, just keep on building up a little bit at a time. All right, we got a post here from Joe. Joe says, went to the gym to use the sauna before my membership runs out and these young CrossFitters are in here doing squats trying to get everyone else to join them. Come on, just do 5. Long story, I cranked out 52, one for every year. Hope that doesn't hurt me later for Pull Bravo. You went to the gym to use the sauna and young CrossFitters were doing squats trying to get everyone else to join them. It's an interesting thing. Come on, do squats with us. I'd be like, no. Come on, just do 5. All right. And you cranked out 52 in one. What kind of, all right, hold on a second. Hold on a second. You did 52. What was the weight on the bar, Joe? I'm curious. That's a lot of reps. You cranked out 52. Good for you. That probably will hurt you later, but feels good. It's a nice stroke to the ego, right? Good for you, Joe. Swole fam just rocking in like, yeah, okay, I'll do a couple. Here's 52. You fucking cucks. Good for you. Good for you. Let's get some gorillas. Oh, they're doing squats. Oh, in the sauna, body weight. Okay. All right. That's okay. All right. I was going to say, shit, that's a lot of squats. That's a lot of squats. Oh, in the sauna. Oh, it's always like a big sauna gym. I get it. All right. All right. I pictured this, you know, that'd be weird. Hey, come on over here and just do loaded squats. I remember doing squats where I had, it was like 135 or 225 on the bar. And my friend and I would set a timer for like 10 minutes and you'd have to squat for 10 minutes. You could rest at the top if you needed to, but you couldn't get out from under the bar. We did weird fucking ludicrous type shit. It was like as many squats as you can do in a given time. But it wasn't like a race. It was just, I've done a lot of stupid stuff. Stuff I would not do. You build muscle, but you cause a lot of damage too. All right, let's get into a couple email responses and then we'll move into some Ask Papa Swolio. I saw a couple questions pop up. So if you have a question, you could drop in the chat, but Make sure you copy it. Maybe again, I'll get to it in a second. MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. Get on the email list. Again, go to MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. Don't be shy. I know what it's like. You might want some more knowledge cog. I get it. I'm here once a day and I'm here, you know, 2,876 days in a row, but sometimes you just want more. Sometimes you'll want a little quickie. Go to MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com and let me bang out your inbox. Trust me, make you feel brand new. Make you feel like you're opening your AOL mail back in a 1994 or something like that, AOL 2.7. You've got gains. Just open that shit up. Ready for me. We got a response here from Everyday Debbie. Are you doing it every day? Everyday Debbie says, I will admit that I am not always on point with my eating. I am a stress eater. I can usually handle stress and eat my normal carnivore diet. The last 2 days, however, I went off course, not horribly, but just a bit. We were out of town and my husband was in a really foul mood half the time we were there. He has arthritis that can flare up terribly and put him in a great deal of pain, and is the type of man that once he starts a job, he will not stop until he drops or completes it, which is one of the reasons that I love him so much and makes me work harder. I am working to find ways to deal with it, and sometimes I am successful, sometimes I'm not, but I keep on learning and finding non-food ways to cope. All right. Yeah, I mean, he has arthritis. I wonder, I'm just curious here, like, what's his nutrition like? So if he has arthritis and you're a bad mood and you eat crap, that just doesn't do anything. That's not any way to deal with stress and stuff like that. But at least you're aware of it, and onwards and upwards. John, responding to Don't Feel Like Training Today email. Today will be considered active rest. Housework and animals are the activities for the day. It's the Sabbath, and on the seventh day, even God rested. Grind begins tomorrow with a heavy bag routine and a good day's work. That's a new shirt. On the seventh day, God lifted. God did fucking supersets. Let's go. All right. On the seventh day, God went to the fucking... On the seventh day, God went to the fucking gym. Come on now. All right, if you want to call into the show, let's get some questions in there. Go to askpapaswolio.com. Call into the show. We'll get to the call in an upcoming episode. Again, that's askpapaswolio.com. It's Knowledge Cock time. All right, let's get into it. Questions. We got one on the Telegram chat. Let's see. Eric Bigman. Eric, Papa Soy, how do I deal with my family members? How do I deal with family members, parentheses, mother, who constantly tells me that every decision I make is bad and tries to tell me I won't amount to anything? Holy shit. You cut them out of your life. You ignore them. You distance yourself as much as possible. They need help. There are a lot of broken people that have children. And it's just, it sucks to recognize that you might have gotten the shit end of the stick. She did something good by having you, but at the same time, she needs to fix her own problems. And I distance myself as much as I can from that person. Doesn't matter if they're related to you or not. You can't pick your family, but you can pick the people that you spend time with. And it just so happens it's not her. All right. Let's see. Mark on Rumblay. Papa Soy, have you seen the documentary Quiet on the Set yet? No, I have not. I have not heard of it. What is that about? Let's see. Where are the questions? Where are my questions? Oh, I didn't move them over. All right. Jesus Octavio Lau. Papa Solio, POV of Athlean X. I don't watch any of his content. I don't find that kind of content interesting. Like, I don't know what he does anymore. It's very generic fitness stuff on YouTube. I never watched his content. I'm aware of him. I don't have anything wrong. Unless you're asking specifically, but I don't watch the content enough to judge. I know a lot of people like his content. I just don't watch it at all. Let's see. Kara Alexis 03. Would you own a farmhouse someday? Would I? Sure. It would have to be in Florida, though. I mean, look, I love other climates and stuff, but I don't want the weather. And there's really nothing that I want. There's really no other place. I do like mountains and like, oh, you look at Colorado or Montana or Midwest. It's like, depends on where it is. And there's so many places that have like nice farmlands and everywhere else, but there's always frost and snow and all these other things. So if it would be, it'd be in Florida. It'd be a lot where it's warmer. And I see your comments, Mark. Yeah, I did see that. I didn't know what that was a title. I didn't see the whole documentary though, but I saw like parts or it being advertised or something. So I definitely would own a farmhouse. We're turning this one. Definitely not enough acreage or anything to be a farm, but definitely going to get some chickens. We're going to get chickens. And I also want a gym goat. I want a gym goat. So I'm going to get a little pygmy goat. I want a gym goat. Yep. That's what I want. Chickens and a little mini goat. Straight. All right. Helber Simon. Papa Swolio, should I go to the gym? Yeah.
Matt Damon.
You should, lady. All right. Dead Meds. Papa Swolio, what is the best way to motivate myself to go to the gym? You don't. Slap yourself in the tits or apparently your pussy and go to the fucking gym. All right. Ezekiel Estrada. Papa Swolio, what is the best way to improve recovery so you can train daily? You shouldn't be, well, let me clarify. You shouldn't be training hard daily. So the only way you're going to recover, honestly, is not training. Okay, so recovery, the active recovery, quote unquote, it doesn't really speed stuff up. The only thing that's really going to help for that is time. But yoga is good, so you don't get stiff. Get more blood flow, foam rolling, but nothing's really going to speed it up more than just time. So being active and practicing other things, but the intensity of your training. So you need to have days off from intense training so you can do other type of techniques and mobility and things that can improve your mental and physical state. So sauna, cold plunge, sleep, nutrition, the standard things. All right. Muscleman 006. Papa Swolio, need advice on spring cut. Train hard. Eat a lot of protein and don't cut too much. Do it slowly. OMG Aussie Opals. Papa Swolio, what happens when someone has used steroids for decades and stops? I don't know. What happens? Are they doing TRT? They stop cold turkey? Are they still lifting? Did they abuse them when they took them? Did they, I don't know. A lot of bad things can happen. Depends. Most people don't stop. They just stay on low doses of TRT because you can permanently require that if you start taking this stuff like in your 20s and shit. But there's a lot of pro bodybuilders that don't take steroids or they don't take, you know, they only do TRT now. And you see them. You can't maintain the mass of these like ex-Olympia, like Dorian Yates and Jay Cutler. Like Jay Cutler still takes anabolics. He has to, but he still trains and he's, you know, he still trains hard and things like that, but he doesn't take as much as he used to, for example. So what happens, you know, a lot of people can really fuck their shit up if they just take a lot and abuse it and then just stop cold turkey. But you know, these are weird questions. Like what happens? I fucking Google it. What do you think happens? They lose their muscle mass or they, you know, their testosterone can tank. So a lot of times people, that's the thing with TRT. People ask me if I'm going to take TRT. Yeah, I'm open to it, but then I'll have to take that. That's pretty much like, yeah, I'm going to take that forever. So I don't know if I want to get on that train yet. I will eventually when it's required or when it's something that something that tracks based on blood work and stuff. When it's that time, I'll probably, we'll know. Milo Sanbria, or Milo Sanbria. Papa Solia, what is the right way to exercise the whole body? Lift weights. That's the last question. Jesus Christ, a terrible question. Holy shit, those were bad. What's the right way? Join Swinormous X and do one of our programs. Lift weights. Start a weightlifting program. What is the right way? Well, thanks for the Vegas questions on planet Earth. Any live questions? We're going to move right along. That's, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. Matthew says there's a lot of ranches in Florida. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. I just also don't want to, I don't want to move right now. I don't want to move right now. And there are a lot of places in Florida that I wouldn't prefer to go live. But yeah, I need the weather. I need the weather. So I would get land. I'd get land and I probably wouldn't move unless it was 5 to 10 acres. At least. It would have to be like that for me to move. For me to want to move. Add a cow to the mix? I don't know how much. I guess we would have enough room for what, a big cow? Or you mean like a little tiny cow? Should get like a little mini cow and a mini goat? I'm open to that. I would love to have animals. I would totally be a rancher. I would totally, absolutely be a rancher and have cow. Oh, yeah. That'd be cool as shit. The good thing there's time for that. I don't have to do it right now. But that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Fresh milk. I would do videos right from the fucking teat. The thing is with a cow, they're going to be shitting everywhere. See, the goat, I guess the goat's going to poop around, but the goat's going to eat all the little, you know, and the chickens are going to be in there. I don't mind a goat. Little gym goat, little mini goat. A goat. Like it. The Swole Ranch, indeed. All right, we're going balls deep.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
No problem, we'll move on. Be a shorter show today. Why not? Why not? Let's get into some videos. Let's get into it. Pygmy goat. All right, let's see here. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. And let's see. What do we do? What's today? The 21st. We did some of these yesterday. Clown show. We did that. All right. I saw this. Saw this from Libs of TikTok. So Libs of TikTok posted this, says top healthcare company Mayo Clinic is discriminating against straight white people in their quote inclusive hiring practices. Even criminals are being prioritized to be hired as nurses. So this is pretty fucking gross. And of course, it's going to be the left that says, oh, it's white supremacy and you guys are bigots and blah, blah, blah. The left are the racists. All right. The left brings back discrimination. They bring back these primary characteristics and judging people based off anything but merit, anything but effort, anything to be the victim, right? Company description, right? The job description and the company description. Jobs for Humanity is partnering with the Mayo Clinic to build an inclusive and just employment ecosystem. Therefore, we prioritize individuals coming from the following communities. Gotta love this. Refugee, because that's got to be great. Neurodivergent, whatever the fuck that means. Single parent. Blind or low vision, because who needs to fucking see when you're a nurse? Deaf or hard of hearing, great. Oh, nurse, can you help me? I feel pain here.
What?
Black, Hispanic, Asian, military veterans, the elderly, the LGBTQ, and justice-impacted individuals, aka convicts. This position is open to candidates who reside in and have the legal right to work in the country where the job is located. I don't know how that works for a refugee or criminals, but okay there. So I saw this, and of course, this is fucking retarded. So I said, and I retweeted, I said, can't wait to get treated by a deaf, blind, trans refugee who just got out of prison. All right.
Matt
excellent.
Damon.
If you think the world is rough, you don't realize how rough it is. It's worse. It's worse. In other news, the Attorney General of New York. Letitia James is trying to house migrants in Trump facilities. So we're on the brink of them about to seize his property. So the whole shit that we covered a couple months ago, I guess, when they said Mar-a-Lago was like $20 million when it's probably like a billion. So they're undervaluing all of his properties, probably because they have this outrageous $400 or $500 million bail or whatever it is for him. And which is insane. I think he offered $100 million and they rejected it, which is just fucking ludicrous. Because it's not about the money. It's not about anything he did, because he didn't do anything. This is like a fake trial. This is absolutely Banana Republic circus. It's a joke. It's all political. They're just trying to get him, you know, grind his family to the ground. You saw yesterday how one of those fucking psychopaths were like, Barron Trump is 18. He's fair game. So these lunatics are doing whatever they can. So now if they undervalue all of his properties, then they can take everything and be like, well, you still owe us $300 million. So I think they're going to try to take Trump Tower, X, Y, and Z. I don't know what the fuck they're thinking that they're going to get from this. Because all they're going to do is drive more people to Trump. Like, it's just more and more evidence that, oh my God, you have to vote for this dude. You have to vote for Trump if you want to have any hope for the future. Like, really, it's coming down to that. Trump is not the problem. Trump is the symptom of a corrupt government. You're just seeing how corrupt it is. And I think people are waking up, but they're way too slow to wake up. And I think it's scary to see how many people have been captured. And it's really hard to look at friends and family and realize how many people are just fucking brain dead NPCs, just completely out to lunch, just completely compromised. They have no idea what's going on. They have their heads up their asses. They're completely brainwashed. It's hard to see that. It's hard to communicate with those people when they're not playing with, they're not coloring with the full, a box, you know, they're not coloring with sharp crayons or whatever you want to call it, right? They're not playing with sharp knives. Let's put it that way. So pretty fucked up stuff. So, I mean, if you're living in New York, you have a business, you got to get out. These are the warning signs. If you read through history and you see like Nazi Germany and you know, like when they started limiting Jews, like, hey, you can only work on these days. They started adding restrictions. Most people, I should say, don't know any history. They don't read anything. They think like all of a sudden, snap their finger, Hitler gets into power and all the Jews were on trains the next day. It's not how it happened at all. It was a slow, gradual, you know, shift. Actually, you know, by most accounts, if you really look at it, there really was no difference. There was really no World War I and World War II. World War II was there because of World War I. It was really one large conflict. You can pretty much group both of those conflicts together because the only reason World War II occurred was because of World War I. But, you know, it is what it is. So because Germany was in such disarray, hyperinflation, you had the Nazi Socialist Party that came into power, but it was a slow burn. And a lot of people saw that and they got the fuck out. A lot of Jewish families like left when they had the chance. They saw it coming and they're like, you know, people that hear the stories from their parents and from their grandparents of persecution and like, these are the signs, get the fuck out. These are the signs, get the fuck out. They're telling you, hey, we're going to come for you. We don't care about you. You have no protection. We will come for you. That's what they're saying. So you've been warned and all the warning signs are there. It's not just because, oh, he's Trump. They don't care about you either. They hate him the most, but they also hate you too. All right, we got some numbers. Let's take a video and then we'll come back to some other stuff. We got Mark for number three. Mark to the corner. Mark.
You switched the samples.
All right. This one is called Represent Fat Women. It's got to be Mark, right? It's got to be Mark, Chubby Chaser. All right, Represent Fat Women. Here we go, fam.
What's in the box?
This doesn't fit in the box. This does not.
This was my thing. So who's going to represent the fat women if nobody's fat and proud to be fat?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's a huge bitch.
I know I stopped it. It's 9 seconds in. I can't. My brain's exploding. Who's going to represent the fat women if no one's fat? Guess what? No one. Who's going to represent Team Diabetes if no one's got Beatus? Okay. Okay, champ.
This was my thing is, so who's going to represent the fat women if nobody's fat and proud to be fat?
Absolutely.
Like, what's going to happen to this movement? What's going to happen to the little girls that are coming up that we fought so hard to have that representation for?
Jesus Christ. You see how it's not about health. It's not about being fat. It's about leveraging power by putting in no effort. That's all it is. It's all about power. Who's going to, what about the girls that are coming up? Maybe they're not fat. Maybe they're not fat and gross. Maybe they're actually healthy. Who are they going to look up to? Moby Dick? I don't know. To go back to some Herman Melville, maybe.
And they're looking around and everybody's got a BBL and everybody's skinny.
Ugh.
There's no one out here representing fat. And I just, hi, I'm fat and I'm just going to be fat because I love, you know what I mean? Yeah, I just absolutely. Couldn't see myself in a skinny body. And I mean, I'm just really passionate about being who I am and, you know, representing that.
Really passionate about who I am. Again, it's the narcissism. Again, it's the navel gazing and the self-absorption. I'm really passionate about who I am. Well, that makes one of you. You look like three of you, but yeah.
Matt Damon.
All right, Mark's in the corner. Mark is down. Mark is down. I repeat, Mark is down. We got another choice, number one or number two. What's it going to be? Number one or number two? In the meantime, we got more.
Come on, man.
We got more grandpa doing dumb shit. Joe Biden says today we're canceling student loans for 78,000 more public service workers. Okay.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
All right. 78,000 more people are stealing from all of you. Biden cancels $6 billion. We just make up these numbers. Let's put a B on it. Fuck it. Make it a trillion. Make it 6 trillion. Cancel $6 billion in student loans for public service workers. Ah, yes. All right. More money printing, stealing from you, your children, and your grandchildren. Thank you for taking our money and wasting it. Thank you so much. All right, so yes, he's a dumbass. He's a dumbass.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Stealing from you and your children.
All men and women created by the thing.
And one more funny thing before we get into the video. I thought this was really funny. This is from the Babylon Bee. The Bee strikes again. Babylon Bee says, and they have a picture of a locker room at Planet Fitness, and it says, instead of lunk alarm, it says bigot alarm. And the title says, Planet Fitness adds bigot alarm to shame women who don't want men in their locker room.
I give it a 10.
Bee strikes again.
A fucking 10.
The bigot alarm. Love it. The bigot alarm. Indeed. So no more lunk alarm. It's like, hey, you don't want to see a dick when you're changing for the gym, ladies? Boop. It's going to sound like that fat chick eating a Twinkie. That's what it's going to sound like when you hit it. Love it. That was funny. All right, let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. Number two. Let's go with Swole Sama. Number two. You got company Mark to the corner with
Matt Damon.
What's in the box?
It's called Preschool Teacher. Have fun, you two.
I posted that video on my Instagram as well, and it got an insane amount of hate. So I'm going to share more positive interactions with the preschool age kids I work with. For context, I'm a trans person who does not pass as the gender they identify with. Yesterday, one of the other staff came up to me and she was talking to me and then started talking to the kids about me. And she used she, her pronouns for me. And one of the kids interrupted her and went, he's a boy. So, you know what? Pop off. My biggest allies are 3 years old.
Sorry, I glitched out. I didn't get any of that.
What you just said
is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I'm not analyzing that shit.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
No, no.
I award you no points.
No.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
No. 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 No.
What do you want, Tangy Boy?
She's a trans person that doesn't. What'd she say? Wasn't the gender that she identifies with? I'm so. We're good, right? There's nothing we have to discuss with that. That's just. That's just it. All right, this video is called 20 Pounds Down. Let's bring this up a notch, and then we'll do a throwback at the end, shall we? We got overtime tomorrow, so let's see what we got here.
What's in the box?
I don't know what's happening. 20 Pounds Down. Here we go.
Hit on me.
Oh, sure. Yeah, man. Is your mind to be a baby?
January 3rd, 2022, 184. All right. Look at you. All right. You know what? All right. Good for you. I will say that when you did this, I almost feel like she competes. Does anyone think? I almost feel like she competes. No, maybe not. No, looks good. Looking really good. That's 20 pounds? That doesn't look like 20 pounds. It looks like you put on a lot of muscle. It looks like you, almost looks like she got fat or something. She used, I don't know. Day, oh, is this like a, was this 75 hard? It says day 75. Did she do 75 hard or something? Anyway, it looks really good. Good for you. Good for you. I don't have any complaints or anything like that. Looks good. Looks good. I don't really care what the, I don't really care what the pounds are. I'm always looking at the pounds and analyzing it just because, you know, it's a video. It's like, we're looking at it. I only like to call out stuff when it's sketchy or someone looks, I don't like it when we do these videos and you see someone who, yeah, they lost the weight, but they look skinny and frail. And it's like, you need to lift some weight. So at least she's lifting some fucking weights. You can see the gun show. This is all right. So this is what it looks like when someone loses fat. This is what it looks like when someone loses fat and has muscle. So you see how she doesn't have like, she doesn't look thin and frail. Look at the muscle on her back. Look at the front. Like she lifts. This girl lifts. And it's so much better. So much better than like the other videos or the ones we were talking about the other day when it's just like frail and skin. It's like Ozempic skinny fat. All right, let's give away today's Swole card. Thanks for being here. We got a throwback we'll do at the end of the episode. Swole After Dark. Let's give this ish away. Come on, man. Come on, nah. I said, come on, nah. Yeah. Oh, that was pretty solid. Not gonna lie.
I gave it a fucking 10.
Let's see what we got here. Still scrolling. Missed a couple. Scroll. It's not rigged. No one even won yet. I didn't land on anyone. I'm just scrolling. I'm not playing the music again. We're not going to play the music again. Scroll. We didn't get a lot. Mark is the winner today. We didn't get a lot. Didn't get a lot of submissions today. Mark, you are the winner. Landed right on you, and you're out of the corner, technically, so congratulations. Congratulations, Mac. Oh, now you're spamming the chat. No, this is from earlier. He's spamming the chat now. This is not, no. Mark, you can't spam the chat. If I saw that, you know, I'll be honest. I would I will be honest. If I saw you spam the chat, I scrolled back down. If I saw you spam the chat, I wouldn't have given it to you. I wouldn't have given it to you. Because you spam. I saw you spam the chat at the bottom. I didn't see that earlier. All right. It's a close one. It's a close one. So Mark's been flagged. Mark just got flagged. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2876 in the subject, your mailing address, and the body of the email. All right, we'll give away. I'm not happy. Not happy about this, Mark. You said, fuck it, you won. Well, you didn't get the swole card yet. Didn't get sent yet, so just keep that in mind.
You need to stop.
You might not receive this one.
Quit worrying.
I might eat the card.
You'll be back on your knees in no time.
I might eat the fucking card. Should I eat it right now? Should I just eat it? I might eat it. I don't want to put permanent marker on my face, but I might. I would. I could. But I won't. I might.
Shut up, bitch!
Bullshit! All of it!
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
You can't paw at me during the show. I'm gonna miss the keys. You hit my arm. I get the key. Oh, churchy. Man, what are you doing? Down. You want to show everyone your taint? All right, come here. Okay, come. Okay. Oh, you're good boy. Everyone can see you. Everyone can see the tainty man. Look at the tainty man. Look at the tainty man. All right, fam. Let's see. We got a. Let's do what? Let's do. What, buddy? All right, let's do a throwback, shall we? All right, pick a number, one or two. One or two. What's it gonna be? I have her pawing the left side. I have him, I don't know, sniffing around over here. Number one or number two? Someone pick it, drop it. Number one. God, these are bad. Oh, these are bad. Loretta, first one, number two. Here we go.
Mascot. I know their mascot, Gigi. My school has this little Gigi stuffed animal. My class got the opportunity to have Gigi, and that was really exciting.
That's lame.
But there's a learning moment. Students ask me, is Gigi a she or is it a he?
It's just a doll.
And I said, I don't know. One of the students said, well, maybe they're non-binary.
What a load of crap.
And I had a student say, well, let's just look between Gigi's legs.
Wonder where they got that idea.
How old are these kids? Let's just look between Gigi's legs.
And I said, well, we don't know a person's gender by looking between their legs.
Jesus Christ.
Special ops you do if you're reporting.
And then my student was like, oh yeah, that's right.
You're a controlling, manipulative person.
So we decided to call Gigi they, them. It's moments like these that remind me why I got into teaching.
You're a he or a she. You're not plural. I'm not feeding into your delusion. I'm not feeding into your mental disorder. Look, it's a free country. You're free to have a mental disorder.
Wow. Jesus Christ. That's a lot to unpack. That's a lot. That's a lot to unpack. All right, fam. Join us, SwolenormousX.com. Ooh, I kind of like it without the bottom bar. I kind of like it with like just the text there. Jeez. The creepiest, it just comes back to the creepiest thing is that they're going after the kids. Why not? Why? Because the kids can't say no. They can manipulate and adjust and fuck with their heads. And plus, they didn't have a childhood, or their childhood was ruined, or they're in a delusional Tea Party land, and so are kids. And they can just reinforce their beliefs and poison the next generation. They don't have kids. They have yours. We know what leftists do. So fuck all these Marxists and communists. Go to the fucking gym, eat a steak, homeschool your kids, and we'll see you tomorrow for 2877. Plus, we have overtime. It's going to be fucking epic. Looking forward to it. Join the fam, SwolenormousX.com. Check out merch like the You Can't Live With Us shirt over there at papaswolio.com. 20% off. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like...
Then y'all found that young